It's 10 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing tonight, Dr. Sue?
I'm just peachy keen. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you. How's everybody doing in the chat room tonight?
We got everybody in here. We have my Sissy Poo, Derby High. We have Muffy, and we have Dawn, and we have Sheila. Because we're doing Romper Room, and I see Austin, and I see Valencia.
You sound just like
her. What?
I said, God, you took me back. You took me back instantly. I just, you know, was in Romper Room.
Don't you remember? And she'd take her little mirror, and I see Valencia, and I see Muppet.
I'm telling you, it's so crazy. I swear you took me back. You said, and Valencia?
Yeah. Miss Valencia.
I love it.
And I see everyone's getting booted out and have to reload again. Thank you, Blog Talk. We love you.
Okay.
So in case anyone wonders why people pop off and pop on in the chat room, it's Blog Talk's issue.
Yeah, it's really not ours. We have no control over this.
We swear.
We have a disclaimer.
We're not doing it to drive you guys crazy. We swear.
Absolutely. So 2 weeks ago, we talked about regaining control.
We did.
So we're just back, you know, part two. And I hope you guys did your homework, too. Doc gave some homework. Who had their homework?
I did, and I'm hoping they did, too. What do you think? Do you think they did it?
No, I think they want to get beat.
Well, that's my show. See, that's not going to work on this one. You guys have to go over to my show for that.
Exactly. Y'all want to get beat and dragged to in bed with Dr. Sue for not having your homework.
By your hair.
Okay. By your hair.
That's right.
By your hair. But the one thing I wanted to put out there really quick before we begin is that I'm going to be interviewing Dr. Sue on the 21st at 6 p.m. So you guys might want to mark your calendars now because, you know, just do that. Not like you're not going to get sick of seeing us tweet it. You know, because I'm about to go into a tweet frenzy in a second. But I just wanted
to
yeah, just definitely have you guys, you know, be the first to hear that, you know, Dr. Sue will be in tuned on that date. So mark it down, guys, 6:21, 6 p.m., so we can learn more about Dr. Sue.
That's
I
right. And you
Dr.
can ask
Sue.
Me anything. I am an open book. You can ask me anything at all that you want.
Ooh, this is going to be so good. I cannot
it's
even
It's going to be
wait.
Juicy, so you better get some real tasty questions.
No, those questions
there.
Are going to be more than tasty. They're going to be oozing with
okay,
juices
I
and flavors.
Oozing away. Oozing away. Go for it.
And if anyone have any questions that they want to ask Dr. Sue and they're a little, you know, camera shy, you definitely can email me your questions at intuneshow@aol.com. So that way we can just have it all prepared and ready because, you know, this is going to be a special one for me and, you know, close to and near and dear to my heart because you guys already know how much I love Dr. Sue. So I can't wait to the 21st, which I hope, which was tomorrow.
So understand, this is a special In Tune show. This is not a regular show. This is
exactly
special for you. This is Ms. P becoming a combination of Oprah and Baba Wawa. And she's going to twy and make me cry.
Exactly. And that's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. But anyway, guys, if you guys want to call in, you know, to share your homework with us, 818-495-6975, and you'll be live with Dr. Sue and myself. Other than that, we're going to jump right into the show. Doc, what are we starting with tonight?
Well, I have a bunch of relationship questions. We're going to throw it out to our chat room again, whether they want, and I really, to be totally fair, if we did all the relationship questions, we would not get to anything else. So I'm thinking if we do one, we do one, because we have a lot to get to. We have a letter from Miss Austin, who is obviously in the chat room right now, that you guys are going to be inspired by, because she was inspired. So it's a very beautiful letter, and it's a way for you guys to see exactly how the process sort of moves through. So it's whatever you guys, do you want to just go straight into it, or do you want to, I'm asking the chat room now, I'll leave my little peepees out there. What's going on in the chat room? Do you guys want a question, or you want to just jump in? Do you want to hear what Austin said or a question? Throwing
Come
it out
on.
There.
Waiting.
Tick. We need to get that.
We got to get a like time clock or
no,
something.
No, we need the thing from Pat, not password. Good Lord, that's way back.
Max says jump in.
Let's hear what Austin said. Okay, cool. So I'm going to read you guys a letter. And Austin sent this to me the following day after the last show. Now, if you remember on the last show, we covered a lot of stuff. We actually covered quite a bit of stuff. It probably overwhelmed you guys. You know, we started eliminating toxic people from our lives. We've learned that we need to be more hyper-aware of our thoughts because our thoughts have energy and they are actual things. They are not just floating around out there. And we learned how important gratitude is in your life. So that's a lot. So let's carry on. So knowing that as our background, this is what Austin had to say. You ready? Austin's probably...
I'm ready.
Aw, that's so cool.
I've been waiting since I read this tweet, so yeah.
All right. Hi, Dr. Sue. So as I was saying, last night as I was listening to what you were saying, my heart gate began to open. Your words were connecting with my spirit. And the more I began to agree, the more I could feel walls crashing down around me. For so many years, I allowed myself to be surrounded by needy people, people who fed from my energy, from my intellect, from my appearance, and from my finances, because they knew that I had a God complex. I, on the other hand, only chose to see myself as being a giving person. But the truth of the matter is that I gave everyone the best of me while I gave myself nothing. Does that ring true for you guys? Think about that. And that's what I got in return from everyone I embraced. Nothing. Then, in January of this year, I was involved in a 70-mile-an-hour rear-end collision. As soon as people in my circle found out, they slowly drifted away, minus two people. And that's when I decided to start rebuilding the foundation of my spirit. Whereas I would normally reach out to people, I stopped. As badly as I wanted to touch them and laugh with them and break bread with them, I didn't. And there I was, completely alone, for the first time in my life. The more the months went by, the more I sat in solitude, and it became evident that I was reaching a pivotal point in my life. I didn't want to be alone, but this new alone time was going to be the only thing that would break me from that vicious cycle I was accustomed to. And so, I chose to embrace it. Sorry, I just have a cat fight going on behind me. No, the dog and the cat are beating each other up, and I'm like, okay, can you guys do that in another room?
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take away from that moment. Not to say that I didn't have any type of withdrawal sickness from my past, because I did. The memories were like heroin to an addict. They just kept calling and calling me. And I just wanted to go back to them, but I didn't. And now, not only was I alone, but now the music stopped. Music is my life. It's the blood for my veins. Always has been. But for the first time in my life, the music stopped. The desire, the drive, the determination, poof, gone. I felt dead. Nothing mattered anymore. And so I went through months of going through the motions of eating, breathing, sleeping, and being in some type of suspended animation. Now, I realized that I wasn't dead. I was becoming reborn. This is a realization she had. When I finally came back into consciousness, it was in July. From there, I just kept telling myself that I was no longer going to be surrounded by needy people ever again. I told myself that I had to own up to the consequences of calling the wrong people into my life and own up to the fact that I kept giving away the very thing I needed the most, me. So I did. And that's when life really started to change for the better. Then the music came back to life. Everything you mentioned last night was everything I had begun doing just a few months before. Your words were like a confirmation from the universe that things I had seen in my visions from decades ago were now ready to manifest. Then suddenly, and completely out of nowhere, my whole spirit started radiating. It was becoming filled with the entire universe, and I couldn't stop it. It was the most awesome feeling in the world. Oh, my God, talk about a chakra unblock. I felt like my brain was having a 20-minute orgasm. Whoa.
Kundalini. Right. I'm like, whoa, okay. Put your brain
anyway,
on the
it
table.
Was at that point when you were giving homework assignments that I noticed a message in my inbox on Facebook. I jotted down the assignments, clicked on the message in my inbox, and read the contents, which went like this. I listened to your music on your page, and I would like to work with you on my motion picture soundtrack. Please call me so we can discuss the details. See? The visions are now beginning to come to pass. She said, and then I shit my pants. So the whole point of this story is to say, yes, Dr. Sue, you were right. Breaking vicious cycles and bad habits aren't easy, but making the decision to do it is. As a result of your teaching and the fact that I chose to receive it, I was able to see things instantaneously change. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with all of us. You're an amazing spirit. Hugs from Austin.
Right. I love it. Deep. And congratulations, Austin, on your, you know, motion picture. You know, was it a deal or what was happening?
From the looks of it, she was asked to work on the motion picture. Maybe, Austin, if you can type it out in the chat room or let us know what happened. But it's an amazing example of, I mean, it wasn't me that woke her up. She was already starting to wake up. She was starting to look around herself and go, you know what, this isn't working, obviously. Now, you don't have to go to the extreme that she did, in the sense of shutting yourself off from the world. That was just a response that she had, and basically she just kind of went with it. You don't have to go to that extreme. But she's right. You do need to sit back, look at your life, and start figuring out what's working, what isn't. Remember that you have to take responsibility for everything that's happening in your life, which is what she did. She took responsibility for the fact that people were, you know, she was attracting needy people. Why was she attracting needy people? Because that, for her, this would be my guess. I'll bet you she's going to, I'm going to ask her this, actually. You can answer me in the chat room, Austin. Was it that you pulled away because it was easier for you? Like, in other words, is it easier for you to pull back and that was the way you did it, or was it just something you kind of rolled through and did on your own? Like, it was just something you did sort of unconsciously. So hopefully she will tell us what happened with that. But it's a really good example of the fact that you can create anything you want. You have to reach a breaking point usually. And I'm hoping that everybody who's listening to this is starting to reach their breaking points. In other words, you have all these needy people coming into your life. Why do you think they're there? Because you're projecting the fact that you want needy people in your life. And what she meant by a God complex, which actually isn't quite right, a God complex is she thinks she's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and that's not what she meant. She was nurturing everybody. She was taking care of everybody. And no one was giving back. So when she says, you know, they're sucking the life out of her, they are. And people will do that. They're not consciously doing it. But they are going to do it if you let them do it. So the key is to look back and go, okay, I'm going to take responsibility for my life, which she did. She decided no matter what, no matter how hard it is, and understand, she was being pulled by her mind squirrels. Remember my mind squirrels. Your mind squirrels are those negative little thoughts that are constantly going through your head. So in other words, now you've got Austin sitting there, and her mind squirrels are going, oh, don't be silly. You don't want to be alone for the rest of your life. Just phone them. Go ahead, phone them. Yeah, they weren't so bad. Come on. I mean, just phone them. Those are the ones you want to learn to shut up, because those are your negative thoughts. And the problem is, with your brain always wants to stay in its own pattern. It gets used to the way you think. It gets used to the way you do things. And as soon as you try to mix up the whole bunch and, you know, everybody's, you sit there and you try to fix it, it's the hardest part is when you first start. It's because in her case, that's when her squirrels really started talking. Anytime you make a change, your brain's going to go, uh-uh, and it's going to start yipping at you. So try to put them to bed. The best thing that you can do, this is actual study, we were you can ask Derby High. Derby High, who, by the way, is my sister. There is a study that was done that the best thing that you can do with these negative thoughts, because understand, these are programs that are playing in your mind, believe it or not. At some point, those negative thoughts were actually put in there by you, and this is all kind of way out there, but put into place by you as a protection system, believe it or not. So what you're trying to do is you're reprogramming, you're rebooting yourself. But your brain goes, I don't want to be rebooted. I like it better over here, which is why when you go to make a change, all those little negative thoughts just keep going. That's why I call them mind squirrels. They chase their tails, and they keep going around and around and around and around and repeating itself over and over again. You're fat, you're ugly, you're stupid, you don't deserve anybody. Those are the thoughts that I'm talking about. Do you get them, Ms. P?
Yes, I do. And, you know, it's always big for me to say and have to admit to myself that, you know, your mind can be your worst enemy.
It can be your worst enemy, but only from the standpoint that you can change it. That's, I mean, this is the greatest thing. It's only an enemy if you allow it to be an enemy. You have total control over your life. You have the only control over your life. A good example is Tisha, who's also in the chat room now. Tisha went through this. She wakes up one morning, someone says something negative online. I'm not going to get into what it was. It's a personal issue. But it was negative. So she wakes up perfectly fine. You know, just, oh, I'm going to have a great day. Hits the computer. One person just wipes her out. With one word, like not even one word, but one sentence, wipes her out. So now she feels like a sack of crap. So I talked to her about it. What you got to do is, in a case like that, that's obviously a toxic person. You're going to try and you're going to remove that person out of your life if they are someone who's been in your life for a while. Go ahead, remove them. Start pulling away from them. They're going to put up a fight. They're going to be like, what's your problem? And you're just not the same. No, you're right, I'm not the same. Thank you. Thank you for telling me that, because it confirms that I'm finally going down the right path.
Mm-hmm.
So what she needed to do was turn the thoughts around. Because in this case, if you take a look at it, you could go, but he said something and it made me mad, which is what she said. He said something and it hurt me and it made me mad. Did he do that? No. He didn't do it at all. She did it. She made herself mad. It was her response. So do you see how if you refuse to respond to this stuff, now they're not winning. You can't allow these people to walk into your life screw it all up and then sit there and feel like crap. You are the only one that's in your mind. Nobody else. Nobody else can get in there either. Even with hypnotism, they can't get in there. You need to take control of those thoughts. So what I said to her was, turn it around. Start turning your thoughts around. Go to some place that makes you happy. Block him. Get rid of this guy. He's insignificant now. Bye-bye. He's gone. But now she's still in a bad mood. So the best way to pull yourself out of that bad mood, turn your thoughts around. Don't dwell on the mind squirrels, which are going to go, oh, look at what he said. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, oh, my God, yeah. You know, yeah, you're right. He was right. You suck. Right? That's exactly what's going to start playing. Your squirrels are going to pick up on that, and they're just going to start dancing in your head. Shut your squirrels up. Now, fastest way to shut your squirrels up, believe it or not, this is a trick. Tell them to do something that cannot be done. And not a lot of people know about this because this was coming out of a psychiatric journal. In other words, once your mind is doing this round and round and round and round and round and round and round, and it's all negative, turn around and go, picture them as squirrels. You can picture it as whatever you want to picture these negative thoughts as being. I always do the squirrels because mind squirrels are so perfect. Tell the squirrels, go to the backyard and find a pink elephant right now, and don't come back until you do. Sounds stupid, but what will happen is that's starting to reprogram your brain, because believe it or not, your brain will actually go, oh, okay, and then it'll start doing something because you've just given those negative thoughts a command. So make it as outrageous as you can. Make it just completely weird. And you'll find they'll quiet quicker because now you've sent them on their way. Now you replace that with positive thoughts. Now, I'm not saying you're going to switch from, like I even said this the last show, you're not going to switch from, you know, I feel like a sack of shit to, woohoo, it's not going to happen. Even if you hit neutral, you're doing good. You want to climb up the emotional ladder. So if you're in anger, bitterness, and frustration, all you got to do is go a little bit higher. So if you can go from rage to anger, you're actually doing good. If you can go from anger to frustration, doing better. See what I mean? If you can go from frustration then to being neutral, even better. Because there's no way you're going to go from, I want to kill this SOB, to, oh, I love everything. It's just, it's too hard. We're human beings. We can't switch things on and off that quickly. So just slowly go through it. Go to your happy place. Find a happy place. I don't care what it is. If it's a picture in your mind, if it's your animals and your kittens or your dogs, whatever makes you happy, go to that place. Pet your dogs. Play with your cats. Go for a drive. Get on the motorcycle.
Eat some Twizzlers.
Whatever it is.
Eat some Twizzlers.
It doesn't matter what it is. As long as, you know, it's something that's going to bring your mood level up. Because remember, was it the guy who said the nasty thing to Tisha that screwed her up? No. Was it nice what he said? No. He's a jerk. But Tisha let herself fall into that, and it's easy to do because we all do it. It's an emotional response. You know, the first thing you want to do is flip them off. Pull back, and don't allow them to have that power over you, because now they've won. They've got you exactly where they wanted you to go. I want her to feel like crap, so I'm going to type this. Princess Yucca saying, my happy place is my shoe shelves. So
yes,
go put on the Louboutins.
Let her know that I love that. I love that comment.
It's
that's
true.
That's the best comment. Twizzlers
well,
and
that's
shoes.
That's because you're a shoe head. I want this woman to send me this shoe collection that she's slowly going through. Holy cow.
Okay. I'm telling you, it's ridiculous. But, you know, enough about my shoe squirrels.
No, but it's true. If, say, for example, honest to God, it can be so simple. if putting on a pair of Louboutins that you saved up, you know, an entire year to go and buy makes you feel good and you want to go out and strut your stuff because it's going to make you feel good, do it. The key to everything is being happy. If you can get happy, you can now start manifesting. Even if you can get to neutral, you can start manifesting. But if you're down in the pit and you're constantly, and understand, you guys, I am not perfect. I have the worst squirrels there are. If I had some sort of mind gun and I could blow them up, I would. It's a pain. They're annoying. Everybody's got them. So don't think that, oh, once I learn how to do this, I'm just going to be magical and everything's going to be perfect. You're always going to battle negative thoughts. It's how you react to them. It's how you choose to deal with them. Don't let them win. Don't let them run around in your head. We need to go squirrel hunting. Don't we?
Right. We do. I like to choke them with my bare hands, but, you know, don't tell nobody.
That's fine. I won't let PETA know that you're actually choking squirrels. I was actually saying to my sister, we need to come up with a T-shirt, the squirrel T-shirt. And I thought, well, if I did a squirrel T-shirt, like, with a giant do not enter over the squirrel, or even with a little bullet hole in its head, we'd probably have PETA up our butt for it. It's like, okay, I don't want you really shooting squirrels, you guys. I just want to talk to my squirrels. We'll have to come up with a design that works. But it's true. Admit it. If I came up with a design with a bullet hole through a little cute little squirrel's forehead as a mind squirrel joke, people would be all over that like crazy.
Oh my God, that would be hilarious! Like a cute little fuzzy thing with the quivering eyes with a bullet in it.
With a great big, do them like those ones with the great big sad eyes. Please don't kill me. See, they make you think they're cute and furry, but they're not.
Exactly.
They're evil.
Exactly.
Derby, I think we
says,
need a
put
tune,
them in a pot and
you?
Cook them up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Roadkill. No, that's kind of creepy.
Oh, man. That was hilarious. But I would love that picture. I would love that shirt.
I mean, honestly, because I love mind squirrels so much. I really do want to come up with a Mind Squirrel T-shirt, so I'm going to try and come up with some designs for it because it is really funny. It's just I really don't need animal rights people freaking out or people – because you know how dumb people can be. I mean, yeah I could be negative. But people can be pretty stupid. Oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
We're supposed to go shoot the squirrels. Duh.
Yeah, exactly. But it's all good. It's all good. I think it's an awesome concept. I love it, and I would actually really have a few colors of those T-shirts with a squirrel with a bullet in its head.
It would be brilliant. So I'm going to try and come up with something like that. I think it would be funny. Kill those mind squirrels.
Exactly.
Go
kill
send them
those
off and find pink elephants or rhinoceroses or whatever you want to find in your backyard.
Exactly. Out of here.
We have a tune, don't we?
Yeah, we have a tune. We're going to play this tune. This one was just sent to me by Albie Shore's son. So for all those who know Albie Shore, Night and Day, and
I remember
all those other hits that he has, his son, little Albie, sent me some tracks yesterday.
Oh,
and
my God. Albie has a baby, Albie.
Yeah, he has two sons, actually. Oh. And, you know, the older one, this is him, little Albie, and I'm going to play one of his tracks. It's called Stripper. So if I can just find it, all of the music that I have lined up here, we'd be good to go. So, anywho, guys, tune in. This one's called Private Stripper. It's a little off the hook in terms of what I normally play on the show. So for all those that tuned in for the first time, don't be in shock. You know, the language and the usage and stuff like that is, you know, geared around this show because we talk about a little bit of everything on this show. So... We're going to play
it,
you know, we're just going to go for it. So here we go, guys. It's called Private Stripper. Be back in a few.
Tonight, Drop it down low, dancing on my pole. You'd have thought she was a stripper. You'd have thought she was a stripper. Well, she twerk. Turn me on when you need them heels on.
Want to see you work it, and I'm just over here like, where's my stilettos?
Telling you. So I actually had myself on mute, and like for I was sitting here talking to you, and it's like, oh yeah, I'm on mute. The song is good. I will give you, it's a good, it's very well mixed. It's a beautiful song, but it's just so typically male. It's like,
yeah, definitely.
Grind on my pole, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
He's also young, so you know.
I know, so he's still.
Yeah, you know, we know, we know, Albie, we know.
We gotta let him play with his pole.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So shout out to Al for the song. So you know, we're gonna take it back. We had a call on the line.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so I'm ready to take. Oh, wait, they hung up. Okay, just when I said that. Okay, well, you can call
back
818-495-6975. And, you know, we had to play a little song, but we're back.
Give me, actually, when you call, if you want, give me scenarios. Give me something that you're up against. I am more than happy to completely fix that for you and teach you how to deal with it. So, exactly like what happened to Tisha. If something has, you know, if you're up against something, and a lot of times it's money, it's relationships, money is usually number one, hit me. Give us a call because I can help you work through it. That's what I'm here to do. So until our caller calls us back, call us back, call us. I want you guys to realize that you are your own creators. Now, just like I told you in the last show, you have to take responsibility for absolutely everything that's going on in your life because you created it. So the reason why I want you guys to start learning how to do this is because isn't it easier to create the life that you want as opposed to running on default and just getting crap thrown at you? It just makes more sense. So you have the choice. You can either create your world, create your life, or you can just keep going along the way you have been, and how's that working out for you? Call me. So the way you become a creator, first of all, you already are one. So remember that. You are already creating, and you create, really simply, your thoughts. So what do we do the first thing? What don't we want? What don't you want?
Negativity.
Okay, but get specific.
Well, you know what? I always say I don't want to be surrounded by negative people, but I'm always around people that have put up good fronts, but it always rings true at the end, or it always shines through at the end, I should say. So it's never really, you know, undercover for too long because who you are will always come to surface. But you always say you don't want to be around those elements, but you can't really escape negativity. You just can deflect it, but you can't escape it. So
oh,
that's
yes,
the first thing I always say.
And that's why you're always dealing with negativity right there.
Why? Tell
me. You're thinking the wrong way.
See, Miss P has problems too, guys.
If you are expecting people to show themselves as the true jerks they are, what do you think you're going to get? Law of attraction, think about it. What are you going to get?
The same thing back, like
exactly.
A boomerang.
You're going to keep meeting people who turn into jerks. It's that simple. So as soon as you find out what you don't want, flip it to what you do want. I want to be surrounded by powerful, uplifting people. I will only have powerful, uplifting people in my life. And don't say, powerful, uplifting people are coming into my life. Don't do that. Again, the law of attraction is very, very literal, and it doesn't understand contractions. It doesn't understand don't, won't, can't, and it actually takes the int off of it, and it actually comes out as do, can, will. So in this case, when you are thinking, okay, I'm surrounded by all these negative people. I don't like negative people. Remember, what was your phrase? People always show themselves and?
The true colors always come out. They pretend to, you know, not be his way.
Okay. So what does that tell you?
That, you know, I need to check myself and look, you got me stuttering. And, you know, I feel like a kid. Stop. We're live.
You're lucky that I'm not standing there.
I'm like, oh, my
God,
you know. No, but seriously, though, it's absolutely true. And, you know, these are things that I think we all know, but we just don't, you know, carry it out.
And this is the problem, is we're so programmed. You end up programming yourself. So that phrase that you use, people always show themselves to be what they are. Okay, that's great. But you're expecting that. And if you expect something, it will be shown to you. So instead, flip it around and say, okay, I'm only allowing powerful people in my life. As my sister just said in the chat room, Maya Angelou said, when people show you who they are, believe them. If you see a jerk, don't expect him to change. They're going to stay that way. The other thing is, it's not your job to change them. It's actually none of your business. If you don't want that person in your life, walk away from them. Block them. Get them out of your life. They don't have to change for you. It's not their job to change for you. So if you change that thought from people always show you who they are, or, you know, someone's always, you know, I'm always going to be surrounded by these people who are nice at the beginning and then they're backstabbing. Is that what you're getting?
Not like I used to, but that was just, you know, one of the things that I've thrown up, because since I became more of like, what, it's not happening, or get out of here with that, or delete, like, you know, Tisha was saying, you know, get up, you know, it's just really not that, you know, way anymore. But it's just like with business, it's like that, you know, day-to-day dealings with people and on a business aspect, there's definitely a lot of people that are not, you know, what they say they are. So that's where I'm coming from with that.
Business. It's all smoke and mirrors. So if we know that when you meet someone, they're not only, they're going to be giving you a game face. They're going to be giving you, and it's like this for dating, too. So this is good for relationships. At the beginning, you're going to be given what they want you to see. And eventually, they're going to drop those walls, and then you're going to see who they are. When you see who they are, if you don't like them, delete. Or as Austin just said, pink slip them. See ya. You just lost your friendship. Bye. Because you don't want that in your life, but you also don't want to attract it into your life, which is what essentially you're doing by assuming that everyone that comes into your life is going to be that way. So instead of thinking about the negative of these people, start thinking about, wow, I got so many positive people in my life. Again, gratitude. Make a list of all the positive people you have in your life. And when you start thinking down that road of, God, people all suck, why are they all so mean, they always act so stupid, da-da-da-da, pull that out, look at your list, and go, not everybody's like that. And turn your thoughts around. And that way you're not going to attract that in.
I do that every day because, you know what, there's some awesome people that I've never met in my life that I feel so connected to, like everybody that tunes into the show, everybody that is down with the Intune family. So when I do go through those, like, series of jerk face moments, I definitely just, you know, hit Twitter app, and then I see all the amazing people tweeting and saying, getting in tune and showing all this love, and it just, you know, brings me back to that calm state of mind, to that peace of mind of why I'm here in the first place.
And that's
because
brilliant.
This is,
and have you noticed, by doing that, are the people that you like, in other words, are you gaining more positive people than you are negative people now?
Well, I see that I'm gaining more out of, you know, the whole, like, the people that I have around me, because in my mind, I don't need 1,000,000,000,000 people to feel whole, you know, but at the same time, the people that I am connected to on some level, it makes me feel good if it's like two people that I see that's out there, you know, grinding or doing something that's positive to kind of bring it together for all of us as a family. So just seeing one tweet here, Intune this, or Dr. Sue that, or Austin this, or Tisha that, or C.R. Bundy, whatever, just seeing those names repetitively being retweeted by people that I feel connected to and never met makes me feel like what I'm doing is worthwhile and everything else has no meaning. So it's definitely, you know, trying to focus when there's so much things that's going on in your life, whether it's business, family, relationship, et cetera. But when you are connected to awesome people, it does kind of bring you back that, you know, everyone is not a jerk face.
Mm-hmm. And actually what I love was what Austin just said is she is the boss of her own life. She's the boss.
Right.
Of,
she's
I'm
the boss
of
me.
And I hand out pink slips. And it's a brilliant way to look at it because no one else can be in your head. No one else can make you think something. Only you think the way that you do. So if you want to create, for example, more money, don't focus on lack. The problem is when we're missing something, say, for example, you don't have enough money for the rent, you're always going to be looking at, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough money, I don't have enough money. What do you think you're going to have coming towards you?
No money.
Exactly. And
I want $1 billion. I want $1 billion. I'm sorry, Doc. I just have
no,
to say
I
that.
No, I want this is going to work. But that's a good point.
I want
$1 billion. To work.
Oh, okay.
I want
this
is going to work because it puts you in a perpetual state of wanting. I have $1 billion.
I have $1 billion.
I just won the lottery.
I just won the lottery. What is
and
it?
Then
quick
sit
ten,
down with
ten,
a piece
six.
Of paper, and you just won, say, $36 million. Pick a number. Say you just won $36 million. Sit down and spend it on paper. What would you do with $36 million? And then just Sit down and figure it out. It's the best games you can play with yourself. Just like last time I was on, when we discussed putting the $100 bill in your wallet and walking around and virtually spending it. Don't spend it, but go, yeah, I like that. Yeah, I could buy that because you could. You're just not going to do it. Doesn't matter. Your subconscious mind is very literal. So if you need more money in your life, for the love of the Lord, don't. Don't look at what you don't have. And yes, this is difficult because when you want money, especially, you tend to focus in on that lack. You're like, oh, I don't have enough, I don't have enough, I don't have enough, I don't have enough. And the problem is when you're doing that, you're always going to be getting not enough, not enough, not enough. And yes, this is what I said. This stuff is not easy. It's simple, but it's not always easy to do. You have to
be relentless.
And you
I think
have
we need
to
homework,
have
dog.
Faith.
We need the words. We need homework, but I think we need the words that we are not supposed to use in a sentence, like I do, for instance. I don't know about anybody listening, but I'm ready to write them down because I need them right in front of me.
Okay. And the thing is, the words are endless, though, dude. Seriously. The words aren't an
issue. Start with the simple ones.
You want to keep everything in present tense. That's probably the best way I can put it.
Okay.
So if I need rent money, I would be like, I have money. I have it. You have to assume you have it already. And then relax. Now, this is hard. And expect it to come in. So just as easily as you expect crappy people in your life, for example, and they come into your life, expect that you are having money. Expect that you're going to have powerful people in your life. It's like a catalog system. Put your order in. Okay, if you order something from a catalog, and say, for example, it's Sears. Okay, let's throw that out there. Okay, so you just put in a Sears order. Do you sit there after you put in your Sears order and go, oh, my God, I hope I get it. Oh, my God, what if it doesn't come? Oh, my God. You don't. You expect it to come in, right? Mm-hmm. Order's in. I'm expecting it to come in. No big deal. But you're not going to sit there and go, oh, my God, I wonder if it's going to come in. Do you think Sears can possibly get it on the truck? I mean, what if they don't get it on the truck? You don't do that. You expect it to come in. That's the way you deal with bringing things into your life. Assume that they're coming in. Assume they're there. It's called having your own manager out there. Turn it over to your manager. I'm needing some rent money. But I know it'll come in. There's no difference between this and you guys that are going to church, whatever religion you happen to be in. It's the same thing. Prayer is the exact same thing. You turn it over to the Lord, you expect the Lord to bring it in if you have that faith. You have faith in the fact that the Lord is going to do something, and what happens? It comes into your life. It's the same thing. Only sans religion. So it's not so much, try not to use the words don't. You just got to remember, don't use words like don't, can't, won't, shouldn't, because what your subconscious, which is also what's connected to the universe, what it's hearing is can, will, remember. The N apostrophe T, your subconscious mind can't deal with that. It doesn't even know how to deal. That's why you have to go, okay, it's here, it's now. This is the way it's going to be. So in Austin's case, she put it out there. This is the way my life's going to be from now on. All those things that I had in my, you know, escrow that I was thinking about and I knew was going to come up are now going to manifest. And look what started happening. Did she worry about it? No. She just put it out there. You got to learn to put it out, have faith, and let it come in when it's ready to come in. As soon as you line up with it, it'll be there in an instant. And it's the same way for healing your body. It's the same way for relationships. It's the same thing for everything.
Awesome. We're going to take a call. 810, you're on the line with Dr. Sue and Ms. P. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, Dr. Sue and Ms. P. How are you two lovely ladies doing tonight?
Good, and you? How are you?
I'm pretty good. This is Footboy Don.
Hi, Don.
Yes.
And I just wanted to call in, and I have to say I agree with everything you two have been saying. I've been going through a lot of rough periods lately, and finding out who's friends, who's not, who's toxic, who's not, and it's just a matter of, you know, changing your mindset and realizing what's important and what's not, and just, you know, cutting those negative people out of your life and just ignoring what they might say. And I've had some people, you know, come after me in the last few months, and, I was such a hothead in the past. Emotional instinct, I'd respond back to them, and, you know, last couple of months, I've changed my mindset up and been like, why am I responding to them? They're the idiots. You know,
mm-hmm.
if I don't respond to them, then they look like the idiots, and I take the high road. So I just want to call
them. And then you're not getting so emotionally freaked out either, because instead of getting sucked into all that negativity and emotion, which you automatically will start to go, oh, these people are driving me out of the road, and you just get sucked. Instead of doing that, your life becomes calmer and more centered simply because it's like, wow, you guys just aren't worth it, and you're not going to play the game. I'm taking my ball, and I will be over here. You guys let me know if you ever want to play, but I'm not going to play your game. And this is why people will get so angry with you, because people that you chuck out of your life really do get pissy, because they'll go, well, you've changed. Uh-huh. Remember, they don't like it. They don't like change, because the best thing you can do is live your life this way, control it, create your life, and show them what you can do. You want to piss them off? Burn space. Success is the best revenge you can ever, ever, ever put out there. If you want to put out revenge, which I think is not a good idea, but success is the way to do it.
And that's very true. And like I said earlier in the chat room, you know, change is hard for people to do because they're afraid of the unknown. And that was me too. And I've just had a lot of stuff come at me in the last year, personal wise, and it's really made me rethink things. And in the events of the last few days and such, you know, I've been really finding out who's friends and who are just hanger-oners and who are just using me for whatever they could. And it's just a matter now, you know, I'm getting my mindset straight and moving forward and doing what I can, you know, to make it through stuff. And I also want to say, too, Dr. Sue, and I see Queen Kitty's in the chat room right now. I want to thank you so much, both of you, for taking time out of your show to wish me well during the rough time that I've had with my grandfather dying.
Don, you are the most amazing individual. I want you to understand everyone loves you, and we understand what you've been going through. I lost my mother last year. I know how hard this is. You're going to go through a hell of a lot of different emotions at weird times. You may go through anger. You're going to go through a lot of stuff. But understand, we are here for you. We may not be physically with you. We are here for you. Always. I told you that even before. Email me. Call me. I don't care.
What you're going through is difficult.
You've gone through a hell of a year. And this is like the end, the topping on the cake. And that's why it's so hard. But you're doing it right. You're doing good. You're handling the whole thing the best way you can. Move forward. Don't look in the past. The past is over. The second that just went by is over. You really are an amazing person, and you're a strong person. No one can take that away from you. And, of course, we're going to give you a shout-out. We miss you.
We love you.
Thank you.
You are the most amazing supporter of both of these shows.
Yes. You have tears coming out of my eyes. Oh my God. I'm over here crying with you like, oh, God.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm
No, it's okay. I'm just a I'm a sensitive person, so I understand.
Yeah, I am too.
And when you love somebody and they're in pain, you in pain with them. So,
and when they're gone,
you
feel that missing. It feels like something is truly missing. I still haven't taken my mother out of my phone. Like, I haven't deleted her number. I don't know if I ever will. It's just, and so what? I'm not hurting anybody by keeping it in there. You're going to have moments where you're like, oh, I should call my grandfather. I still do it. My sister still does it. She'll tell you. She's in the chat room. We both still do it. And it's okay. But understand one thing. I am a great believer in the other side, in the sense of this isn't all there is, whether you believe it's a heaven or whatever you want to call it. Your grandfather is so happy right now. And what I wish people would understand is, one, funerals are so negative and bad, because all it does is get everybody together and you mourn. And mourning isn't good, because the person on the other side is in complete peace and love, and they don't want to see everyone crying. They want everyone to be happy. They want to be remembered happily.
Yeah, that was
so he's with
one of
you
the last
all the time, Don. Please remember, talk to him. He's there. He'll be right behind you. I'm no medium, but I know several who do it very well, and he's right there. So you can talk to him. You may even get signs from him. So there you go. My sister just said, I almost picked up the phone to call her on the long weekend, just said, hi, Mom, instead. But she literally picked up the phone and went, I got to call my mom. My mom has been passed away now over a year. You're going to do it. These are people that had, you know, really huge impact on your life. So, of course, we're going to support you, Dawn. We will support you to the ends of the earth because you support us.
Thank you. Like I said, I just wanted to at least call and thank you, Dr. Sue. You know, I made it to the show late on Tuesday because I was doing...
I couldn't even
know.
Believe... Understand something. Oh. I want everybody to hear this. I was actually crying on my show. I got so verklempt on my show, I was like, okay, breathe. Because Don showed up at the end of my show after viewing his grandfather, after having, you know, the viewing. He tried to get back in time to be for the show. Hello? Don? I can't get over that. It blows my mind. So you think that we're not going to support you? Damn right we're going to support you. We will support you to the ends of the earth. You are amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And everyone in the chat room is saying that you are amazing. They love you. They're here for you. So it's nothing but love. Nothing but love.
Well, I thank you both so much. And, you know, but, you know, the main reason I called in was just to agree that you got to cut the negativity out of your life. And Lord knows, last year I've had negativity just raining down on me like a thunderstorm. And it's taught me a lot of things. And I'm going to be 40 next month. And you can still learn. Just because you get that old doesn't mean you're set in your ways. And, you know, and I'll tell you what, the last couple of weeks, I've really found out who are friends and who are just hanger-oners, you know. And it's just the friends that showed up at my grandfather's viewing and funeral just blew me away. And I didn't even ask them to come. They just felt compelled to do it. So.
And those are the ones you want to keep.
Yep.
Those
are
the ones that are going to be there for you. But instead of what I'm saying is, yes, you're going to be emotional, but instead of try and think, instead of going into the negative realm of mourning, don't go down that road. You don't have to mourn someone because they're still there and they're happy and they want you to be happy. They want to see a smile on your face.
I'd really be happy if I'm taking care of my grandmother. He was always worried about that, you know. You know, and there were
but he's
some,
not worried
there was
now,
some,
trust me.
No,
he's not worried about anything.
There were some funny moments during the viewing. Just let me share one real quick. You know, my grandmother, she's in the stages of dementia, so she needs somebody to watch her. So I've been, you know, watching her and such while my mom and my stepdad take care of my grandfather with all his illnesses. And yesterday Tuesday at the viewing, it was the family hour before people started showing up. And it was myself, my mom, my stepdad, my grandmother, and we were watching the DVD that the funeral home had put together, pictures we had picked out for them. And it was so funny, and, you know, we're all crying and looking at these pictures and such. And there's one that comes over. My grandmother's in the middle. My cousin's on her right. My grandfather's on the left. And my grandmother goes, "Who's that person with Larry and I?" And we're like, "Daddy, it's Papa." And she's like, "Oh, and my mom and I, we just started laughing. We quit crying and just started laughing right there." You know, we were both like, "Oh my God, thank you so much for that. We needed it."
Right.
And, we totally needed that so we could get through the day.
If you're going to celebrate, you should celebrate their life. You should be laughing. You should be having fun. And this is why I'm so negative on funerals. It's why we didn't have one for my mother. She didn't want one. For that very reason. She chose to die. If you guys want to read the story, it's on my website. She chose to die. She was done. And she said she was done. Because she was essentially dying anyways because she had a form of lung disease. But she was just like, you know what? I'm done. And it's been a slice, but I'm going to go. And she went her own way. She went in her own house, almost in her own bed. And that was what she wanted. So she chose to check out on her own. And it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Because when you're done, you're done. And even though, say, for example, Tisha's friend who's young, who you go, well, why would a young person, you know, all of a sudden die? Or somebody that you know, little kids and stuff. You got to remember that everyone is creating from the moment they take their first breath. And you don't know whether it was their time, whether they chose to leave. Not that you consciously choose. My mom did. But you don't know what is going on in their minds. And even though people go, well, babies can't create, yeah, they can. Actually, children are fabulous because they haven't been screwed up yet. Leave them alone, watch them create. They're incredible. If you watch a child and you let the child be, you will learn more from that child than anybody your own age, because by the time you get older, you've been tainted by society's crap. You've been actually tainted by your own family's crap. So in the case of Tisha's friend with the motorcycle, you don't know what was going through his mind. Some people are done, and that's why they blink out. But it's okay to blink out, because on the other side, oh, there isn't any worry. There isn't any pain. There isn't any bullshit. There isn't any backstabbing. It's nothing but pure love. And that's all they want to do is give that back to you when they go.
Yep, that's so true. So, but, you know, I'll go ahead and let you guys go. I just wanted to say I agree with what all you're saying, and I just wanted to thank you, Dr. Sue, and Queen Kitty, who's in the chat room. And there's a lot of other Doms, you know, that are listening right now, and, you know, I'll thank them because, you know, I really found out, you know, who's friends and who's been fake and such. And I'm not going away. You know, it's been tough, but just take it day at a time. So,
okay.
And I'm
that's
definitely
exactly
looking forward
what
to your next show.
One
you know,
foot forward, Dawn.
Forward.
Yes,
yep.
And we appreciate you, Dawn, and we love you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you both, ladies. I hope you have a great evening. You both have fabulous shows, and you'll always have a supporter in me.
And you always
bless
have a
Dawn,
supporter in us as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aw, I love Dawn. I love you, Dawn. I love you, Foot. I love you.
I love the way you always call
him
Foot.
I love Foot. I love Foot. Okay, definitely. And everyone loves Foot, too. So, you know, we're definitely supportive to whatever it is. And if you guys are not following Foot or connected to Foot or in some way on Twitter, make it happen ASAP. Thank you. Yeah.
Because honestly,
so,
he's supportive of everyone.
He
not
is.
Just here and there. He's supportive of everyone. Just like Sheila is supportive of everyone.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Sheila's
that's my
another
boo
one.
Right there. That's my boo,
yeah.
Sissy, too.
And my muffin. My Muffy is, too.
Yes, Muffy. Yes. Muffy. I mean, I couldn't possibly ask for a better group of people to be
and
immersed
my little
in.
Foo-foo kitty. My little foo-foo kitty. She's a good
yes.
supporter, too. She was on the
everyone
show last
week. Everyone is here.
Exactly.
Everyone is here. So it's such a great support system from, and it's so weird, and it's not, it's like weird, but not weird at the same time, because it's like we never met, but you know, sometimes it's like, okay, well, maybe I just need to have a
none
quadrillion, right, a quadrillion
and that's
people.
That's the brilliance of this.
Right, exactly. It's beautiful. Love
you don't
it.
Have to physically be with someone
mm-hmm.
to support them and love them.
Exactly.
Send out the thoughts. Send out
mm-hmm.
the love to Don because he needs it right now.
Absolutely.
He'll feel it. Trust me. He'll feel it.
Yes, yes.
So you guys
you know,
want homework this week since we were
yes,
at 11:06?
Homework.
And I have like,
yes.
we didn't even scratch the surface.
We
so,
didn't even scratch the surface with the scrolls.
So much. You're not going to, and there's no point in even going, this is part two, part three, part four. We're just going to keep going.
Right,
because
exactly.
it's so important that everybody learns this, and it's such a vast, huge subject. What I want you guys to do is two things. If you know of anybody that's having problems, money, relationships, whatever, get them to call in on the next show. I can help them out. The other thing is I want you guys to start creating. Start doing little tiny things. You want proof of what I'm saying. I'll give you really easy things to do. Think of a blue butterfly. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to do this. I'm just, this is an example. Think of a blue butterfly. Pretty little blue butterfly. Wouldn't it be nice to see a really pretty little blue butterfly? And then let it go. 10 to 1, you'll see a blue butterfly. Probably that day. Keep your eyes open and expect to see one. Test it. Test it with little tiny things like that. And you'll see what I'm talking about. Expect it to be there. Put in your catalog order and expect it to be there. So your job is just go out there and create little tiny things. Make them small at first. I mean, you're not going to go for 36 mil right off the bat because then you're going to get disappointed. I want you guys to see how this works by creating little teeny tiny things. And yes, work on your mind killers. Yeah, Austin says
laughing.
Work on those
mm-hmm.
mind squirrels. Every time you hear those squirrels, send them out to go kill the pink elephant. All you got to do is give them a job to do that can't be done.
Well, Sissy said something about parking spaces.
What are we doing with parking spaces?
I don't know. She said, you know, give them something simple. Like parking spaces.
Well, the problem with you don't want to give them something too simple because you don't want to give them something that they can accomplish and come back. So we're trying to retrain the brain. So you don't necessarily, yeah, you could do parking spaces in your backyard if you have no parking spaces. But if you're living in an apartment building and there's parking spaces, don't do it. Give it an impossible thing. It has to be an impossible task. It has to be something that your brain cannot do. So if you go, okay,
right.
go hunting, go squirrels, go hunt some pink elephants. Good luck with that. It's not going to happen. And that's how you start changing it. But if you find a pink elephant, you're probably 3 sheets to the wind. So
find a dinosaur and kill it.
Oh, manifesting parking spaces. That's what my sister's talking about. Okay. Manifesting parking spaces is brilliant for teeny tiny things. I'm going to go to the mall. So you say you got to go to the store. I just expect that there's going to be a parking space open right by the door. Expect that you're not going to hit a red light. It's the way to play the game on a teeny tiny level until you get used to the fact that, damn, I could do this. And now you start up in your game. And if you don't know what you want, find out what you don't want and turn it around.
Definitely. I'm laughing because she's like, I'm not talking about scrolls, I'm talking about manifesting.
You're talking about what?
She said, I'm not talking about squirrels. I'm talking about manifesting. So I just started giggling because it's just like,
well, no,
I listen.
Realize that you're talking.
Right? She's been saying I'm for just... like 8 hours, parking space.
Okay, seriously, Sharon, settle down.
I
just said the parking spaces. I just explained the parking spaces.
I love it. I love
See,
it.
See, and she just said it's convenient for her inner diva because she doesn't want to walk far. It's
right.
Brilliant. You know, or if you
it.
Want a certain pair of shoes, expect that the next time you walk past the window, they're on sale for half off.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Exactly.
Play little games and manifest your parking spaces. For the love of God, manifest the parking spaces or I'm going to get smacked, even though she's a million miles away from me.
I know, but you can get smacked from a distance. No, I will smack you from a distance.
Exactly.
Smack you to sleep.
There you go. Tisha doesn't want to walk far either. So this is, you see what I mean? They're tiny little things, but start playing the game.
Exactly.
Start becoming a creator. Create the world you want and start with little tiny things to prove to yourself that you can do this. And then next week I want to hear all the stories of all the little teeny tiny things you did. And I mean it. I want to hear about it.
Exactly.
So
and don't forget.
Or emailing.
And don't forget, Dr. Sue is on the 20th again. She'll be back with, you know, so have your homework together, 10 p.m. on the 20th. And on the 21st, we're going to be interviewing her. Or should we just interview you on the 20th?
Doesn't matter. You want to do the 20th. It's whatever anybody wants to do. It doesn't matter to me.
You guys let me know. Should we have the next show, Dr. Sue's interview, that night, or should we do it on a separate day? Guys, let me know. On the 20th, is everybody saying on the 20th? Excellent. On the 20th.
Okay.
So I think
so,
we're going to do the next show would be Dr. Sue's interview then.
Okay. So
you
next
know,
show, we won't get it. Well, you might get into some law of attraction stuff simply because it's part of my life. But next show on the 20th, I'm not going to sit here and rant by myself about my life because it's really boring to listen to. Although it's actually not.
Not.
You can ask my sister. People have said, how have you not been on Oprah? But, so we are on Oprah.
Exactly.
We're on mini Oprah.
We are the mini Oprah.
So, the 20th, no holds barred. Ask me anything you want. If you've got questions, if you've got problems, I don't care. Call in anyways. Yes, you're interviewing me, but ask me anything you want. Because I know
I
Valencia was like, you should do a show, and actually it's true. I should do a show on when did everybody lose their virginity and how did you lose your virginity. And
oh, that would be awesome.
There you go.
I love that whole concept. Shout out to Miss V for that one. Definitely
so we're
a good
have to do that
show topic. Yeah,
everybody
definitely.
Has to call in and talk about how they lost their virginity.
Right.
That would
be
some crazy stuff. That would be a good show. It would be some crazy
yeah,
stuff.
That's
provided
definitely
you guys
be awesome.
Have the nads to call in and tell me.
No, I'm calling in on that show. So if you guys, I've definitely promised to be called in on that show. So if you guys, you know, want to hear what happened to me, no. Not
no,
like anyone
you know
cares,
what I think
but.
We should do? You know what I think we should do? And actually, I was going to tell you this when the show started. Quite abruptly, that British chippy is constantly interrupting us. I think because we didn't get to find out enough about you on Phoenix's show,
mm-hmm.
I think we should do an Entune show where I interview you.
Sure.
It wouldn't work on format with my show, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it would work
mm-hmm.
on yours. We do an Entune show, and I will interview you.
Yay, that would be
what do you
awesome.
Think? Good idea?
I
do you
like
guys
it.
Good idea?
Look, they said, yeah, yes, sounds good. Everybody is interested. So we're definitely going to be back with Dr. Sue on the 20th for her time to shine on an Entune show, and then we'll guys keep you posted on my time to shine on an Entune show. Okay,
yeah, remember,
so it's going
to
be good
time.
Tell
them what my time to shine is.
My time, her time to shine is because we're interviewing Dr. Sue live
here.
No,
but tell them about the segment that people can actually be on the show on My Time to Shine. Tell them about My Time to Shine.
Yes, yeah, you could definitely call it My Time to Shine.
Hello? Nobody cares about me.
No, and this is about what we're doing. But, you know, totally, I wanted you guys to know that we implemented a new segment called Your Time to Shine, and we're going to have Miss Sweet Tea running it. It's 15 minutes of fame, and you definitely can get in contact with her if you're interested on being on an Intune show at miss.latrice, L-A-T-R-I-C-E, Jacobs. At hotmail.com, and she'll hook you right on up. We have a lot of new segments. We have Dawn DePhillips coming on the 26th at 10 p.m., and we're talking about Back to the Basics, and Back to the Basics is just basically going back to when we used to sit down and have dinner and things of that nature for all those who forgot fork, knife, plate, cup, spoon, food on the table with your family. Yeah, that's the type of things that we're going to talk about. On the 13th, we're going to kick off the Power Hour with Kay Bookman, empowering men and women and having them, come onto the show and tell us how they became empowered in their businesses and how they're empowering the communities around them. We're going to be – we have sports every Sunday now at 4 o'clock with Diva J and Altitude, so definitely tune in for that. We have Natasha coming on the 23rd, and it's called Empower My Love, and she's basically going to be talking about all the things that you love that empowers you as an individual, which is cool as well. So I think I'll cover – and Teens and Tuned. So basically, if you have a
tomorrow.
Teen – yeah, that's tomorrow at 6 o'clock. If you guys have teens that are, you know, talented and all that, and you want them to have a time to shine, so to speak, on Teens in Tune program, definitely email Sienna at teens_intuned@AOL.com. And I think I just about covered everybody. We want to give a shout-out to our music coordinator, Lyrics, and also another shout-out to Miss Sweet Tea because she's been handling the internships and volunteer program for the Intune show. And, of course, a big shout-out to Dr. Sue, who's been holding down the Intune show since day one, and I'm really, like, in love with her, but don't tell nobody. And, that's basically it. And tell them what's
your next
show.
I think Tisha wants to know what time, for tomorrow's show, Tisha?
Tomorrow's show is actually at 6 p.m. Eastern. So it's the topic for the teens program is going to be social media, so tune in for that. So I just thought it would be a brilliant idea to have a teen host because we are talking about teenagers.
Beyond brilliant.
So we're definitely
going to
have
their own show.
Yeah, definitely. And we have a reporter reporting in who's going to be telling us about the different things that teenagers like, don't like, and stuff like that, what's going on for the week on a survey basis. Every time we have Teens in Tune, he'll be calling and telling us, you know, the survey for the teens from what he gathered. So it should be interesting.
So if you have any grandkids or nieces or nephews or your own kids, get them to tune in. It's Teens for Teens.
Yeah, and wish me luck tomorrow, guys, because I'm going to meet with the YMCA as well about bringing Teens in Tune into the YMCA. So let's see what we...
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, definitely can come up with that. So I'll keep you guys posted, and, you know, much love to Dr. Sue. Tell them where they can find you, Dr. Sue, to reference your amazing ability to just be every woman.
Okay, on that note... Geez, you know, like, you know, you talk about a God complex. Okay. You can don't do this to me. It's too much pressure. You can find me on Twitter at Dr. Sue, spelling out the word doctor. You can find me at my website, which is thedrsuereview.com, I'm on Facebook, too. Or you can find me on my own blog talk radio show, which happens every other Tuesday, In Bed with Dr. Sue, where we get kinky, sexy, and we learn how to have open minds about everything and spice up your love lives.
Absolutely. And if anyone's interested in, you know, being interviewed and don't mind talking about their sex life, their fetishes, their kinkiness, or whatever it is.
Or your relationship, anything.
Relationship, whatever it is that you, you know, that formulates around love and, you know, all that good, yummy stuff. Get in tune with Dr. Sue and see if you can get an interview on her show. We're looking for drops, so for people who are interested in making drops for our show, definitely let us know. And we're looking for intros, so, you know, get it to us ASAP. I'm manifesting this. I want drops.
Oh, I got a song on my show coming up, the next show, guys. Austin, you wrote, you performed it, and you mixed it, didn't you? Hopefully she'll jump in.
Yeah, those are the, yeah, that's she's what got, she does. She's an engineer and a producer, so she's basically probably wrote the song, produced the song, mixed it down, shook it up with sugar, and then, you know, put it out there for
exactly.
the universe.
It's called A Slave Like You.
Whoa.
How perfect is that?
Did I hear that song? I'm like,
written,
whoa.
Written, produced, mixed, fluffed, folded, and otherwise thrown at me for my show. I am so happy about it. You have no idea.
No, that's super awesome. But, you know, we gotta, I got to hear that. You know, A Slave Like You.
Well, then you're
you
going to have to tune in.
I am, because I'm going to manifest that. I want A Slave Like You. That's the song I'm going to play. And then I'm going to just stand outside on the street corner with leather on.
Manifest
with a whip.
Your own sissy maid. You need
exactly.
one.
Exactly. This is what's happening. But, guys, we got to get out of here. We, you know, we got to get out of here. So we definitely appreciate all the love and everyone who always continuously support In Bed with Dr. Sue and the Intune Show. We love you and appreciate you. And if it's your first time tuning in with us, we hope it's not your last because, you know, we like to keep things how do we like to keep them, Doc?
You guys, no, this is true. Do you want to know
all
how
over
we
the
like
place.
To keep them? Be happy.
Happy, yes. We
that's
like to
your
keep
job,
you happy.
Guys. Be
yes.
freaking happy.
Be happy. Until next time, guys. Stay in tune. Have a good night. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. And the phone lines were lit up, and I'm just hoping that, no, not hoping, I'm manifesting that you guys will be pressing one next show, period.
Darn right, because I want you guys giving me problems. I want to solve your problems. That's what I'm here for.
Definitely.
You guys
take
don't
advantage.
Want to just listen to me blather for an hour.
I think they really do, because the phone lines were totally just, like, lit up, and, you know, and that's amazing in itself. You really don't have to say anything. The fact that we manifest all these people to tune in every mm-hmm. time your segment is on is totally awesome to me. So it's okay. We'll warm them up, and they'll sit there, and they'll think about it, and that's really what we're trying to put out there, is people to really start thinking about getting those wheels turning, those squirrels being shot in the head. So
that's right. Shoot those squirrels yeah. in the head.
Definitely.
Time to play Godfather. Time to get
that's
medieval
it.
On those little squirrely asses.
Squirrely asses. All right,
well,
babies.
We could,
until
we could
next
do a
time.
Little squirrel bending over, looking over its shoulder, and then do the bullet hole in its bum. There
that's
you.
True, too. Right in his tuchus. And he's holding it, rubbing it. Like, ow. I don't know. Is that a little much? I don't know.
Dead.
Let us know. If you guys have any ideas on little logos and stuff like that, definitely, like, let
oh,
us
for
know
sure,
as well.
I'll create them. Not a problem. I would love
yeah.
to do that because I am going to yeah. sit down and try and come up with a squirrel design, which I think would be funny.
Yeah, definitely, because I'm not even playing about this T-shirt. I want it ASAP. So,
got
all
it.
Right, guys. We're going to, you know, let you guys go. Thank you so much for everything. We love you guys. We love you, Dawn Foot. We love you, Valencia. We love you, Tisha. We love you, Austin. We love you, Queen Kitty. We love you, Guest 12682. We
that's
love
my living
you,
room. It's
Bubble
okay.
Butt Sissy. And we love you, Sissy Philippine Q. And everybody on the line, thank you so much. And have a good night. Stay in tune and stay in bed with
thank
Dr.
Thank you, guys.
Sue.
We love you.
Bye.
This is T. Austin Reed of the Wicked Chicks. And you're listening to the In Tune Radio Show with your host, the lovely Miss P. It's all love and crazy pants, babies.
I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon, let's go. I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune, I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon, let's go. Just tune in, let's count it down from 10. I'm 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, let the show begin. With a pretty light skin, diva name Miss P. Shout it, keep it off the meter. Just as fly as she can be. Hailing from the NYC, I rep that ratchet third.